This is The Guardian.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, I'm Joni Grieve, in for Jonathan Friedland. And I just wanted to bring you a teaser of what we discussed on this week's Politics Weekly America. It's all about why some Republicans are flirting with QAnon conspiracy theories. To discuss all of this, I spoke to Alex Kaplan. He's a senior researcher at the left-leaning nonprofit organization Media Matters. He focuses mainly on social media misinformation and disinformation and online extremism. Alex, as I said earlier, we've actually talked about QAnon on this podcast before as it relates to individuals like Marjorie Taylor Greene, but also its role on what happened on January 6, 2021, when a mob of Trump supporters staged an attempted insurrection on the Capitol. The January 6th committee is still working to find out exactly what happened that day. But what do we know about QAnon's influence on the January 6th attack so far?
The QAnon community played a significant role spreading false voter fraud claims after the 2020 election. There were, besides the fact that there were multiple QAnon supporters that were participated in the insurrection, so they played a significant role. There was a group of figures that were inflaming Trump's voter fraud grievances, that were meeting with Trump, acting kind of on his behalf, that were influenced by QAnon. They had heavy QAnon ties. So Sidney Powell, Michael Flynn, Patrick Byrne. But Sidney Powell, she was citing QAnon figures. Good
morning. Sidney Powell, one of the lawyers who pushed false election fraud claims for former President Trump, is now moving to dismiss the $1.3 billion defamation lawsuit against her from Dominion Voting Systems.
Citing QAnon claims in her lawsuits, Michael Flynn had taken a QAnon oath.
A former U.S. Army Lieutenant General and former National Security Advisor appearing to endorse a military coup here in the United States.
Trump won.
So these people were like influenced heavily by QAnon, and they were basically trying to help Trump with his efforts to overturn the 2020 election.
As Judge Jackson's hearings were unfolding, there was also another story that we were learning more about involving another Supreme Court justice, Clarence Thomas, and specifically his wife, Ginny.
The January 6th Select Committee has obtained more than two dozen text messages between President Trump's former chief of staff, Mark Meadows, and Ginny Thomas, the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas.
Ginny Thomas is a conservative political activist, and she had an in-depth text exchange with Donald Trump's former chief of staff, Mark Meadows, after the 2020 election. In those texts, Ginny Thomas seems to really latch onto this idea that Biden and the Democrats stole the election, speculating that, quote, we are living through what feels like the end of America and, quote, the end of liberty. So what did you make of this story?
I know Ginny Thomas had, you know, was a conservative activist and had pushed some claims in the past. I was not aware of her directly invoking, I would say, QAnon stuff before, but she did claim stuff about, like, you know, Democrats maybe going to Guantanamo. That sounds QAnon-ish. And then she, one particular thing, it stood out to me also among that is that she pushed a conspiracy theory about watermarked ballots. That is a QAnon conspiracy theory that was literally based on a Q post about, like, watching the water. And that conspiracy theory, which took off after the 2020 election, claiming that, you know, it was like an effort to catch voter fraud with using fake ballots and watermarks. What's notable is that conspiracy theory has actually really had legs. So Sidney Powell cited it in her lawsuits. it was actually indulged in that, you know, supposed Arizona audit that happened last year. They were using UV lights to look on the for the ballots for these supposed watermarks. There has been an effort now nationally led by Mark Finchem, a Arizona Secretary of State candidate, who has pushed the watermark ballot claim to like secure ballots and kind of deal with this supposed issue around the country. And now you were seeing it invoked by the wife of a Supreme Court justice being pushed to Mark Meadows, who was then Trump's chief of staff.
To listen to the rest of this episode, search for Politics Weekly America on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Guardian.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.